our worship team may go down as we turn to the word of the Lord today. If you stand with me all over this house, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to have to help me preach today because I'm losing my voice. But I got something on my soul today. Amen. I got a word from the Lord for this body today. I'm thankful for God's presence that I feel in this house. There's nothing like being in His presence. There's nothing like being embraced by Him. Praise God. I want you to turn to the word of the Lord today with me. I'm going to be preaching out of the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter. If you can make sure I got plenty for my strained voice today. Matthew, the 4th chapter. I'm going to be reading verse 1 through 11. Amen. For just a few moments before we turn to the word of the Lord, can everybody stretch your hand over this way towards, amen, Sister Debbie and Mom over there. Can we all stretch our hands over towards this way? Amen. I believe we need to loose some stuff in this house today. Come on, I want you to go with me. Let's go before the throne of grace. Let's ask the Lord's hand upon this young lady and upon this situation. Oh, great God in heaven, You're not short on power. You're not short on authority today. We're asking You, Lord, today to remove anything that's not of You, anything that desires to hinder this young lady, oh God. We rebuke every devil in hell, Lord, that would want to destroy her. We're asking You, oh God, right now in the presence of Your witnesses, Lord, in the presence of Your anointing and Your favor, oh God, we're asking You to bless her. Keep Your hand up on her. Watch over her, Lord, and fight the devil on her behalf. We love You. We praise You. We thank You, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to turn to the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1 today. If you do not have your Bibles, the scriptures are provided for you upon the screen behind me. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verse 1. You can shout out amen when you get there. Matthew 4 and 1. The word of the Lord says, "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit." I want you to remember that. It's very crucial about what we're going to talk about over the next few moments, that you realize that Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Verse 2 says, "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." How many know that the devil is watching every move you make? He's watching what you're going through. He's watching what your needs are. He's trying to exploit every crack and every hole that is in your life. He's trying to find a way to penetrate and to get into your soul. And as he was watching Jesus, and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry, the tempter came to him, and he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." He was praying on the weakness of the flesh, the humanity of Jesus Christ. "Command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and he said to him, I want you to look at what Jesus' response was. He said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, then cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus once again saith unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Let me tell you one thing that you never want to do in your life. You never want to try to force the hand of God. Don't ever make the mistake of forcing the hand of God. All right? He said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, showeth him all the kingdoms of the earth and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, All these things I will give thee, if thou wilt just fall down and worship me. And then Jesus saith unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And I want you to pay attention to this last verse. This is where I'm going to hang my hat for the next few moments. Then the devil leaveth him. Woo, my God, let me tell you something. What happens when you resist the devil? He's going to leave you. Let me tell you what happens when you don't play games with the devil. You just resist him. He's going to leave you. And not only is he going to leave you, but watch what happens here. Behold, the angels came. The angels came and ministered unto him. The devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. My thought today is this: in the tower with the tempter. In the tower with the tempter. Lay your Bibles gently down in your seats today. Lift your voice to heaven. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord today. Come on, somebody. Let's praise his name all over this house just for a few moments. Lord, bless your word today. Bless your house today. Bless your people today. Bless this church today. Oh, we're here to lift you up. We're here to magnify your name today. It's high. It's high. It's high. And it's lifted up today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. In the tower with the tempter. God bless you. You may be seated for a few moments, but only if you're going to help me preach. If you're not, stand back up. Praise God. But if you're going to help me preach today, you can be seated for a few moments. I appreciate the presence of the Lord in this house today. There's nothing like being in the presence of the Lord. In the southern part of Mexico, in the state of Tabasco, the locals discovered a spectacular cave called the Cueva de Villa Luz, or in English, the Cave of the Lighted House. The Cave of the Lighted House. As you make your way to the entrance of this beautiful, spectacular cave, you pass through a paradise of tropical birds and a vast rainforest that is one of the most beautiful places. If you've never been to Mexico, Mexico is a very beautiful place. And as you pass through these things on the way to this cave, you behold the beauty of its surroundings. And underwater in the cave, the cave is fed by 20 underground springs, and its waterways are filled with spectacular, colorful, beautiful small fish. It is home to spectacular rock formations, beautiful ponds, and various wildlife. The environment of this beautiful cave is very inviting. It just says, come on in and check me out. You ever been someplace where you're like, man, that is, well, me and my wife a while ago, we took a trip to the Grand Canyon and I could just stand there for hours and just gaze into the beauty of the Grand Canyon. That's the way this cave is in Mexico. The environment of this beautiful cave is very inviting, but if you accept the invitation, you will soon find yourself dead. Because hidden down in the depths of that cave are invisible gases that you don't behold with your eyes. But once you get down in there, there are poison gases that will kill you. Amen. And you'll soon find yourself dead. The cave of the lighted house is filled with invisible poisonous gases. Temptation is just like this, church. It presents itself to us as something that is very inviting, something that is very beautiful, something that is harmless, something that deserves wonder. Temptation is just like this. It's something that's very attractive, something that's life-giving, but yet in reality, it is very poisonous and it is very toxic. Temptation is poisonous and it is toxic. The Bible tells us that there is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. And who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with temptation also make a way for us to escape that ye may be able to bear it. Amen. Temptation, church, is not sin. Many people misrepresent the scriptures and they believe that temptation is sin, but temptation is not sin. Temptation is to be enticed or invited to sin. All right? Listen, it is to be enticed or to be invited to sin, but I come to tell this church today, you have the power, you have the dominion, you have the authority to resist temptation. Why? Because Jesus already conquered temptation for you, so you have dominion over temptation today. So you know what that means when the devil comes knocking on your mind and trying to sow things into your mind, trying to tempt you? All you got to do is remind him that Jesus already conquered temptation in the wilderness on the pinnacle of the temple. Come on, somebody. He's already conquered temptation for you. He's already conquered temptation for you. Temptation is very inviting. Temptation is very enticing. But you have the power today to conquer temptation. Amen. You have the power today to conquer temptation. Listen, why we don't necessarily think about it much today, but the Bible says that Jesus was led up of the Spirit. Amen. And this is the reason why I was telling you to pay close attention in the scriptures as we were reading them, that the Word of God says that Jesus was led up of the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Amen. To be tempted of the devil. Listen, your walk with God is going to take you to some places where you're going to have to use the authority that God has given you to put the devil in his place. Come on, somebody. Can you shout amen? Your walk with God is not always going to be peaches and cream. It's not always going to be on the mountaintop. But there's going to be times when the devil's going to come trying you, and you're going to have to remind the devil that the Lord done claimed the victory over him. Amen. Your walk with God is going to take you through some places where you're going to have to use the authority that God has given you to resist the devil. Amen. The fact that Jesus was led up by the Spirit into temptation tells us that the temptation of Jesus Christ had a purpose. Come on, turn to your neighbor. Look to your neighbor and say, your temptation has a purpose. I turn to your other neighbor and say, your temptation has a purpose. Now listen, just so it's all reaffirmed, tell yourself, my temptation has a purpose. Amen. My temptation has a purpose. Amen. The fact that Jesus had fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights before entering into his temptation is very significant. Now listen, this was the third time in Scripture that we see that someone had fasted, Mom, for 40 days and for 40 nights. I got one supporter out there. This was the third time in Scripture that we see that someone had fasted for 40 days. The first time it was Moses. The second time it was Elijah. But let me tell you something, there was something different about this third time. Come on, somebody. There was something different this third time when Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, come on, he fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights before he went into temptation. Now listen, there was something different this time. Something was about to happen. And I came to tell this church today, something's about to happen. Woo, my God. I come to tell this church today. I come to tell this people today. I come to tell some children of God today. Something is about to happen if you'll fast, if you'll pray, if you'll seek God with everything that's within you. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. You see, listen, when Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, it was very significant. It was symbolic. Listen to me today. It was symbolic of the 40 years that the children of Israel had spent lost in the wilderness. Think about that for a second. Where they failed, he prevailed. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost today. Where they failed, he prevailed. Where you failed, he'll prevail. Come on, all it's going to take is a little bit of getting serious with God today. Amen. Where you failed, he prevailed. Amen. There was something different about this third time, amen, that someone had fasted for 40 days. Amen. This time it was Jesus. The first time it was Moses. The second time was Elijah. But this time it was Jesus. It was symbolic. It was symbolic that he was conquering the failures of his people. Come on, somebody, hear me today. Listen, the children of Israel, they would do good with God for a while, but they were reaching and they were groping and they were trying to reach for the goodness and the glory of God. But they were not able to obtain the promise. But this time, the Lord came, and this time, the Lord fasted, and this time, the Lord took dominion over our temptation, and he put it behind us once and for all. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost, today. Come on, the Lord is saying, I'm about to give you victory. Where they failed, he prevailed. Where you failed, he will prevail. What you couldn't do on your own through the Holy Ghost, you can do it today. Where you come up short through the Holy Ghost, the Lord is able to do it today. Listen to me, sometimes we want to be a prevailing church, but we don't want to have to prevail. Huh? Come on. Say amen. Owe me something. We want to be a prevailing church, but we don't want to have to prevail. I come to tell you today, you cannot be a prevailing church without having to prevail. You can't prevail without a battle. Come on, somebody. Come on, the one that prevails is the one that took dominion. To the victor be the spoil. The winner writes the history books. Come on, listen, you can't be a prevailing church without battling with the devil today. And the Lord has already fought the battle for you. Amen. My God, I feel like preaching for just a moment if you'll help me today. Listen, we got to realize today that we are a prevailing church. We are a battling church. We are a fighting church. The Lord has already fought the battle for us, but we got to get on the battlefield. We got to get on the Lord's team today. We got to get in the game today, and we got to be willing to help the Lord to get this thing done. Before Jesus, I was lost, but now I'm found. Come on, where I failed, he prevailed. Come on, somebody, before Jesus, I was weak, but now I'm strong. My God, help me today. Where I failed, he prevailed. Before Jesus, I was a drunkard. Come on, somebody. But with the help of the Holy Ghost, today I'm not no longer a drunkard today. Why? Because where I failed, he prevailed. Before Jesus, I was depressed, but now I'm set free. Where I failed, he prevailed. Where I failed, he prevailed. Before Jesus, I was depressed, but now I got a sound mind. Come on, anybody with me today? Anybody with me today? Before Jesus, I was depressed, but today I have a sound mind, because where I failed, he prevailed. Hallelujah. Before Jesus, I had a heart condition. I had a depression problem. I had strokes. I had seizures, whatever it might be. Where you failed, he prevailed. Where you failed, he prevailed. Church, listen to me today. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. That's what the Bible promises us. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust to the day of judgment to be punished. The Lord knows how to give us authority and dominion over our temptations. Listen to me today. Don't think for one second that the devil doesn't know how to come at you. If I should have got any amens in this house, it should have been right there. Don't think for one second that the devil doesn't know how to come at you. Don't think for one second that the devil's not studying you. Don't think for one second that the devil's not ready to exploit every weakness that you have in your life. He's a student of you. He watches you. He's looking at you. He's searching for people like you that he can destroy. Amen. The devil knows where your weakness is at. Come on. He knows. He knows how to come at you. He studies you. The devil knew that Jesus was hungry, so he takes him into the wilderness, and he says, command that these stones be made bread. He was trying to exploit the fact that Jesus was hungry. Come on, listen to me today. The devil knew that Jesus was born into this world with nothing. Come on, so he offered him it all. He takes him up into the highest place of the city. He says, see all this? He said, I'll give every bit of it to you. He knew he was despised. He knew he was rejected. Come on, somebody. He knew he was born into this world with nothing. So he takes him up and he shows him everything. And he says, every bit of this, I'll give it to you if you'll just fall down and worship me. Come on. The devil knew when he took Jesus to the highest place of the temple. Come on. He knew that Jesus had already quoted him scriptures. Come on. It's written, devil. Man shall not live by bread alone. He already knew. So you know what he did? He tried to twist the scriptures on him. You know the devil will try to twist the scriptures on you. Come on, the devil will try to twist the scriptures on you. The devil will try to fool you by sending somebody that'll take a scripture and they'll try to misinterpret that thing to you. Huh? Listen to me. David and Jonathan were friends, and that's it, folks. Don't listen to no lies that the devil's trying to tell you. Don't listen to no manipulation, what people try to say. They were friends. They were like brothers. They loved one another, but that was it. The devil will try to take the scriptures and twist them on you. Huh? He'll try to twist them on you. This is what he was doing to Jesus. The devil knows where your weakness is. He knew that Jesus was despised and rejected by the religious leaders of his day. So he took him to the highest place in the temple. And he tried to twist the scriptures on him and force the hand of God. He tried to get the humanity, because Jesus was both fully God and fully man. He tried to trick the humanity of Jesus Christ into forcing the hand of God. Come on, don't ever try to force the hand of God, folks. He knows better than you do. He knows better. He knows what you need better than you do. Don't ever try to force the hand of God in your life. The devil knows where your weakness is. Church, listen, we're in a battle for our souls today. We're in a battle for the souls of our families today. We're in a battle for the souls of our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, our friends, our loved ones, our acquaintances. We are in a battle for the soul today. Amen. We are in a battle for our souls today. And I don't think sometimes that we fully understand how high the stakes are in this battle. Come on, I don't think that we fully understand how high the stakes were in the battle that Jesus fought for us in the midst of that temptation. He was in a battle for the souls. If the devil could have convinced Jesus to give in to the tempter, he could have won the battle for the souls of humanity. Amen. But glory be to God, he didn't win that battle. And I don't think we fully understand today that the stakes are still that high. The stakes are still that high. And if we don't learn to resist the tempter, the souls of everyone that you have influence with are at stake. Come on, we got to learn to resist the tempter today. Somebody's watching you, church. Your children are watching you. Your friends are watching you. Your loved ones are watching you. Your co-workers are watching you. Your grandbabies are watching you. I don't think we fully understand today how high the stakes still are. Amen. If we don't learn to resist the tempter of our souls, everybody that we have influence with today are at stake. Somebody's watching you. You got to resist the devil. You got to resist the temptation. You got to resist the inconsistencies. You got to resist the weakness. You got to resist the unfaithfulness. You got to resist failure. Failure is not an option. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And that's how high the stakes are today. This is not games. This is serious business. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And somebody in your life needs to see you defeat the devil. Somebody in your life needs to see you choose your walk with God over the desires of your flesh. Come on, somebody needs to see you dancing in the Holy Ghost instead of dancing in a club. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to see you drunk in the Spirit instead of drunk on Jose Cuervo. Somebody needs to see you high in the Holy Ghost instead of high on pills and marijuana. Somebody's watching you. Somebody needs to see you resist temptation and claim your victory in Jesus Christ today. Somebody needs to see you running for Jesus instead of running from the police. Come on. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to see you getting high in the Holy Ghost instead of getting high on the things of this world. Somebody needs to see you sitting in the house of God instead of sitting in your lazy boy. Somebody needs to see your faithfulness. Because God will be faithful to you, but God requires that you be faithful to him. Huh? God requires that you be faithful to him today. And I don't think we fully understand how high the stakes are. Church, listen. I don't think we fully understand how great the devastation will be. Come on. Listen. Once you have tasted the heavenly gift of God, I don't understand. I don't think you truly understand how high the stakes are if you go back. I don't think you understand it's going to be 7 times worse than it was before. Come on, listen to me, somebody. Listen, I don't think we fully understand how high the stakes are today. Jesus did not fast 40 days and 40 nights for the fun of it. Come on, he did not go up into the high mountain because he wanted to see the view. He did not go up to the pinnacle of the temple because he wanted to ring the bell tower. He went up there to conquer temptation. He went up there to be an overcomer for you and for me and to put the devil in his place. That's why he went up there. He went up there to put the devil in his place. And if he conquered temptation that day and we are in him, then we have dominion and authority over temptation today. Come on. We have authority and dominion over temptation today. Somebody hear this preacher today. You are in the tower with the tempter. Huh? Come on. Don't think he's not watching you. Don't think he don't have his eyes on your children and your grandchildren and the people that you love. Don't think he's not waiting to exploit every weakness because he understands that there's a domino effect that's going to happen. And if he takes down the leader and he takes down the pillar, he's going to take down the house. And you better wake up and realize today that there's more than you at stake today. Your children are on the line. Your grandchildren are on the line. Your heritage is on the line today. Come on. It's time that we overcome the tempter. It's time that we realize, amen, that Jesus won the victory for us that day. He conquered temptation for us. All we got to do is walk in that victory today. We have conquered temptation through the power of the Holy Ghost. Church, what's it going to be today? What's it going to be today? There would have been complete and utter devastation had Jesus fell down and worshiped the devil that day. The souls of humanity were on the line. Listen to me today. What's it going to be today? Is it going to be the divine or is it going to be the devastation? You got two options. You got two options. Either you're going to resist the devil, he's going to flee from you, and the angels of the Lord, they're going to come and they're going to minister to you, or else you're going to fall down and you're going to worship him, and there's going to be complete, utter chaos and devastation in your life today. Come on, listen to me. Something's got to give. Somebody's got to be the victor. Somebody's got to have the victory today. Can I tell you, the victory's already been won. It's just a matter of whether you want to be a part of it or not. The victory's already been won. It's just a matter of whether you want to be a part of it or not. The devil's after some people in this church. I'm just going to tell you, the devil's after some people in this church. Come on, the devil is exploiting your every weakness, your every loophole. He's watching you. He's studying you. He's looking at you. Listen, he's after some people in this church, but Jesus overcame the tempter with the word of God. Listen to me. The word of God will put the devil on the run. Come on, somebody. Don't think you're going to have victory over the devil without having the word of God, the word made flesh deep down in your soul today. You need the word of God to put the devil on the run. There were three things that Jesus used to conquer temptation that day. He used the word of God. Amen. There's three keys. Can we put that up on the screen today? There are three keys to overcoming temptation in your life. Listen to me today. Jesus overcame the tempter with the word of God. The word of God will put the devil on the run. Jesus overcame the tempter by keeping his focus. Huh? There are three keys to overcoming your temptation. And let me tell you something. This ain't like a natural lock today. You ain't going to open this door that gives you, you ain't going to go down this pathway that gives you victory over temptation without having these three things in your life. It's not going to happen. It's absolutely not going to happen. Look, you can't have the word of God and not be submitted to him. You can't be submitted to God and not care whether you know his word. Huh? Come on, you can't have the word of God and not keep your focus upon the things of God. Jesus overcame the devil. He overcame the temptation that the devil continually threw at him with these three things. The first time he responded with the word of God. Come on. He said, man, it is written. Come on, devil, what are you thinking? You think you're going to trick me? I know what the word of God says. Man shall not live by bread alone. Yes, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm tired. Yes, I'm weak. Yes, I've been fasting for 40 days, but you ain't going to exploit my weakness. You ain't going to twist the word of God. I know what the word of God says. And he said, man shall not live by bread alone. The second time, he takes him up into the high place of the city in the mountain, and he shows him everything down below. He says, I will give you every bit of this. Listen, we are living in times where there are more distractions than there has ever been throughout the history of mankind. There's so much information available to you, you got to choose what information you want to even take in. You know what? There is so much distraction. The church must keep its focus. The church must keep its focus. Jesus looked out over that city. He said, I know you know that I came into this world naked. I know you know that I came into this world despised and rejected. I know that they don't want me because I'm not the type of king that they wanted to take reign over Rome and over Caesar. But listen, you're not going to take away my focus. I'm focused on what I came to do. We got to keep our focus today. And the third time he took him up into the highest place of the temple. And he told him, he said, just throw yourself down from here. I know it's written. Now he starts trying to turn around and manipulate the scriptures on him. He says, it's written that he's given the angels charge over you. Before you ever hit the ground, they're going to come. They're going to swoop you up. He said, devil, don't play games with me. Don't play games with me. I'm submitted to God. You're not going to get this flesh to go against the spirit. My flesh is submitted to the spirit of God. That's the way we got to be today, church. We got to have the word of God. We got to keep our focus upon the kingdom of God and not all of the distractions that the world is putting in our lives today. And we must be submitted to God. That's the reason why before the verse ever said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. It said, submit yourselves therefore unto God. You can't resist the devil without submitting unto God. All right? You can't resist the devil without submitting unto God. Listen, the devil's after some people today. Come on. Jesus overcame the tempter by using the word of God, by keeping his focus, and by being submitted. Listen, temptation is just like the cave of the lighted house. It's inviting. It's enticing. It makes things look good. But let me tell you something, there's spiritual weakness waited to destroy you. There's invisible things the devil is trying to use to destroy your walk with God. You better be careful today falling to temptation. The devil makes things look good. He's going to make things sound good. But you better pray. There are invisible gases waiting to destroy you. Church, be sober. Be vigilant. Be vigilant today because your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion. Come on, the Bible says he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's waiting to exploit you. He's waiting to exploit you today. Peter said to be steadfast and resist him because the same afflictions that are in the church are waiting for you in the world. Listen, I told the Sunday school class this morning, I said, you think running from God, you think running out of the church and back to the world that the devil's going to leave you alone? You're crazy. The same afflictions that are in the church are waiting for you in the world. The only difference is you ain't going to have the Holy Ghost as your guide. The only difference is you ain't going to have Jesus to help you be an overcomer of everything that's going to come your way. Amen. The devil makes things look good. The devil makes things appealing. The devil makes things enticing. But we better watch and we better pray. We better be steadfast and we better learn to resist the devil. Come on, we better learn to resist the devil. Your life is not going to be better in the world. It's going to be worse. Stand with me all over this house today. Church, listen. Hell has an agenda today. Hell has an agenda. The devil has an agenda. The devil's agenda in tempting Jesus in every way possible was to get him to repeat Israel's failures. Come on. He wanted him to repeat the failures, but the Lord came to give us victory. The Lord came to give us victory. Hell's agenda was conquered that day. Jesus was not going to have it. The devil has an agenda for you. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil wants to prevent you from knowing God. The devil wants to prevent you from walking with God. The devil wants to keep you from experiencing the blessings of God. He wants to exploit your every weakness. He's seeking whom he may devour today. Jesus gave us the victory that day. He gave us victory over temptation. The devil wants to prevent us from knowing God today. Listen to me, the devil may never ask you to turn stones into bread. The devil may never take you to the highest place in the city and offer you it all. He may never take you to the pinnacle of the temple and ask you to thrust yourself down. But he's looking to exploit your weakness. He's looking to sneak into the tiniest of opportunities to destroy your family, destroy your health, destroy your finances, destroy your relationships, destroy your walk with God. The devil has an agenda today. He wants to destroy your walk with God. Be sure your path to victory over temptation will be the same path that Jesus took. There is no other path. It's going to take the Word of God. It's going to take faithfulness. It's going to take keeping your focus. There's going to be many irrelevant things that's going to try to steal your focus from your walk with God. It's going to take keeping your focus. It's going to take paying attention to what's going on in your life. And thirdly, it's going to take you being submitted wholly unto the Lord. You will not make it to heaven without being submitted to God. You will not. Church, heaven is on the line. Heaven is on the line. Eternity is on the line. What's it going to be today? What's it going to be today? Is it going to be the divine, or is it going to be the devastation? Because one of those two things is coming. Everybody under the sound of my voice today, one of those two things is coming for you. Either the divine is on its way, the blessings of God are either coming for you, or devastation is around the corner. And it's all going to be determined whether you submit yourself to God and you resist the devil. And you say, get behind me, Satan. My eyes are upon the Lord. I know what the Word of God says. I'm submitted to the Word of God. I'm submitted to my life in Christ. My flesh is submitted to the Spirit of God. Come on. It's going to take these things, the divine or the devastation. Which is it going to be? One of those two things is coming for you. One of those two things is coming for you. Jesus was not merely tempted of the devil as an example for us. He was a substitute for us. My God. Listen to me today. He didn't do it just to be an example to us. He did it because he was a substitute for us. The Lamb which was slain from the foundation of the world. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. And that day he gave you victory over your temptation. The next time the devil comes saying, remember when you used to do this? Remember when you used to hang out here? Remember when you had this habit? Remember how much fun we had? The Lord's already given you victory over that temptation. Come on, resist the devil. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. He's going to flee from you. The angels of God are going to come and they're going to minister to you. And the divine will be on its way. But if you give in to those temptations, devastation is right around the corner. Devastation is right around the corner. As we get ready to sing this song unto the Lord, these altars are open. If you've been struggling with temptation, if there's something in your life that stands between you and God, I want you to get out of that seat. I want you to walk to the front of this church, and the Lord will meet you here. I want you to lift your hands towards heaven and tell your flesh, I'm submitted to God. I'm here to worship Him. I'm here to praise Him. I'm here to lift Him high. I'm here because I want the Word of God deep down in my soul. I'm here because I want to keep my focus upon the kingdom of God. Come on. The devil wants to steal what God has in store for you. As we sing this song unto the Lord, these altars are open. Would you come today?